This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Wednesday, July 30, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Department of Trade and Industry Director General Chidiso Matona on Tuesday gave a solid stamp of approval to Vodacom's recently announced Black Economic Empowerment Deal, the terms of which were unveiled on the same day. Matona said that government was very satisfied at the latest phase of Black economic empowerment transactions, which he said did not seek to empower those that are already empowered. CEO Alan Knott Craig said that the transaction underscored the company's commitment to achieving sustainable, broad-based BEE ownership of Vodacom SA.
Worldbank and Tele were selected as Vodacom's SA Black strategic partners based on, first of all, their ability to contribute strategically to Vodacom South Africa. Secondly, and also very importantly, as I note, some analysts figured out some 9-12 months ago, the ability to provide unencumbered equity funding, particularly to a company that's not listed, which makes it kind of difficult.
South Africa's competition authorities reiterated in Parliament on Tuesday their now well-known objection to a proposed amendment to the Competition Act that would make it a criminal offence for company executives to have participated in a cartel. The provision proposing personal liability for directors was contained in the Draft Competition Amendment Bill, which had been submitted to Parliament by Trade and Industry Minister Mandisa Mpahlwa earlier in the year. Since that time, there had been some suggestion that the clause, which sought to criminalise anti-cartel conduct, might be in conflict with the Constitution. In a joint submission to the Trade and Industry Portfolio Committee, the Competition Commission's Shan Ramberuth and Competition Tribunal's David Lewis admitted to finding themselves in the unusual position of having to differ with a bill that was meant to strengthen the powers of their respective organisations. Vancouver-based diversified miner Teck-Kominco estimates its proposed acquisition of Fording Canadian Coal Trust could boost its 2009 core earnings by as much as 50%, CEO Don Lindsay said on Tuesday. The deal will nearly double the group's exposure to metallurgical coal at a time of strong industry fundamentals, he said. Teck has offered to pay about $14.1 billion in cash and shares for Fording's assets, in a deal that would make it North America's biggest exporter of metallurgical coal and the second largest in the world.
I'm very pleased to be announcing this morning that we have agreed to buy all of the assets of Fording Canadian Coal Trust, which will result in Teck-Kominco owning 100% of Elk Valley Coal.
Also making headlines, South Africa stopped Zimbabwe power exports months ago. Efficiency is key to avoid World Cup power cuts. ArcelorMittal South Africa interim profit up 45%. Village Main to call extraordinary general meeting, says Bernard Swanepoel. Time to get into gold, say RBC analysts. And AECI expects demand from mines to remain robust. In political news, Willie Madisha fired as South African Democratic Teachers Union president. Zambia says higher food prices are poor nation's opportunity. Zimbabwe talks going well, but adjourning, says Mbeki. And World Trade Organization talks collapse after farm standoff. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.